The new zip tie program is an exemption to the county's Ordinance 9.31, which allows up to 25 medical marijuana plants per parcel. Under the exemption, that number's increased to 99 plants per 5-acre parcel. Mendocino County Sheriff Tom Allman.
It started with a desire of me wanting to give some kind of comfort level to people who are doing everything they can to be legitimate.
To become a legitimate medical marijuana farmer, the grower must be a member of a bona fide collective, use water from a legal source, meaning no illegal diversions. They must fence the grow area that's at least 6 feet high and hides the view of the plants. And there's more. There are 6 pages more of requirements. Second District Supervisor John McCowan co-wrote the exemption.
My intent is to shift the production of marijuana as much as possible from an unregulated underground economy to one that is in compliance with reasonable conditions that protect the public health, safety, and welfare, and the environment.
This is how it works. A member of a bona fide medical marijuana collective can apply for the exemption through the sheriff's office for a fee of $1,050. And if an applicant doesn't qualify for the local exemption, Allman says it's a simple process of educating them. If accepted, the farm is then required to undergo a monthly inspection, either by the sheriff or a third party. Again, Allman.
People say they do not want law enforcement at their house. I understand that. I think the third-party inspector process is going to allow some people some comfort in knowing that law enforcement is not going to come there and eradicate marijuana. But that being said,
the third-party inspector would be an independent contractor that has an ID card issued by the sheriff's department, who has had a rigorous background check.
Julia Carrera is an alternative health care provider in Ukiah, and she's applying to be a third-party inspector.
The third-party inspector can have no financial interest in marijuana in Mendocino County, and they must have a business license, a million liability insurance that holds the county harmless.
Applicants pay a $1,500 processing fee and another fee if accepted. According to Allman, he'll hire 3 independent inspectors. But the sheriff's office will conduct annual checks on each medical marijuana grow to ensure all are abiding by the regulations. And, warns Allman, just because a collective qualifies for the county's 99-plant zip-tie exemption, that doesn't mean they're safe from federal law enforcement.
A local law enforcement officer does not have the legal right to enforce all federal laws. And a federal officer, unless he's been deputized by the local sheriff, does not have the legal right to enforce all state and local laws.
Federal DEA agents, along with COMET, the County of Mendocino Marijuana Eradication Team, raided the property of a successful applicant, 67-year-old Joy Greenfield. Allman says the feds didn't obtain any information from his office.
Nobody from DEA or anybody from the federal government has ever seen any paperwork that she has submitted to my office, because it's not in any computer system. It's kept by my office, and I know who has looked at it, and I know there were no photocopies made of it. So any investigation that the DEA did in that case, they did entirely on their own, without our knowledge, without them checking with us. And
Mendocino County's zip-tie program is not totally new. What's new is that it's codified into county code. Sheriff Allman initiated a voluntary program back in 2008 and in 2009. Some controversy stirred when sheriff deputies raided the home of a voluntary applicant. But overall, Allman says the program has garnered roughly $30,000 in fees each year. That number could increase over time. The exemption applies to Mendocino County jurisdiction, not cities like Point Arena, Willits, Ukiah, and Fort Bragg. The money goes into the county's general fund, and at a time of severe economic cuts, the program could help offset some of that impact. For more information on the new exemption zip tie program or on the third party certification, people can visit the sheriff's website, MendocinoSheriff.com. The sheriff will choose 3 third party inspectors. Those applications are due July 16th. I'm Christina Onnestad reporting for KMUD News.